This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You've heard the phrase, when life imitates art. Have you ever been involved in something and said, oh my God, that is exactly like a movie, but it's real life?
Yeah, I saw that on this movie. I can't believe that I'm being a part of it right now.
Well, it happened to a woman, and unfortunately for her, the movie that she was watching while it happened, watching while life imitated art, was the latest Final Destination movie, Final Destination Bloodlines. She's watching the movie in a movie theater. Part of the ceiling of the movie theater collapses. Had she not been leaning over the armrest for whatever reason at that exact moment, it would have just completely hit her. As it turns out, it just partially hit her and injured her substantially. She's in the hospital, but that could have been her final destination.
Oh my God.
Right? Watching Final Destination.
How freaky.
Years ago, I had a premonition that started it all. I saw what death was about to do. I saved a lot of lives that night.
Everyone needs to get off the dance floor!
Lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
When I was reading this story, John, I had a flashback to something that happened to me in the past. Years ago, visiting friends in Colorado, and I was at the house by myself. They were gone. And it was one of those rainy days, right? Rain. And I thought, why not snuggle up on the couch and watch a movie? And at the time, I had never seen the movie Poltergeist. So I thought, what the heck? I'll watch it. Probably the last couple of minutes of the movie, all of a sudden, the ceiling in the hallway fell to the ground. There was a slow leak in the roof of the house, and I didn't notice it, obviously, because I didn't live there. I was just visiting, and it fell right then, freaking me out. Oh, my God.
You know,
and it was by myself.
Right, you know why it fell. It wasn't due to shoddy construction or a leak. It was due to the fact that there were spirits in the house.
I know.
And,
so
and your house was built on a graveyard, and they just took the gravestones away, but they left the bodies. Just like the real plot of Poltergeist.
It was so freaky. I couldn't believe it. It took forever for my heart rate to go down.
Well, meanwhile, this poor woman who almost got killed in a movie theater watching a movie about people who get, you know, cheat death and then finally end up, you know, with their final destination.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave the house if I were her. In fact, I wouldn't take a shower. I wouldn't use a tanning bed. I certainly wouldn't follow a logging truck. I wouldn't go on a roller coaster or go to a car race.
Well, either that or you can look at it this way. When it's not your time, it's not your time. And maybe then that's the best luck. That's the time to go buy a lottery ticket and go do things that you're...
When you're watching Final Destination and something happens like that and you literally cheat death while watching a movie about cheating death,
yeah,
that's too freaky, man. Life imitating art. 833-287-1037. Have you ever been involved in something? Oh, my God, this is exactly like a movie.
And it doesn't have to be something scary. Maybe something supremely funny happened, and you're like, oh, my God, that's just like the movie.
Sure. And I'm going to start off coming up next, because this exact thing happened to me. I actually also was involved in a real-life situation that could have been a scene from Final Destination. I, too, cheated death. I, too, was involved in this instance when life imitated art. And I'll tell you about that next. Also, 833-287-1037. Share your life imitating art moment with us. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Years ago, I had a premonition that started it all. I saw what death was about to do. I saved a lot of lives that night. Lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
A woman watching the Final Destination movie, a piece of the ceiling falls on her, imitating the Final Destination movie. She's not passed away, thank goodness, but she is recovering. When is life imitated art for you? Oh, my God, this is exactly like a movie. 833-287-1037.
Kristen is in Valley Center. Kristen, go ahead and share your life imitating art moment.
So I'm originally from Northern California in a really small town, and we lived out kind of in the middle of nowhere. And I was watching Scream for the first time. I think I was about maybe 12 or 13. And my parents had all those motion sensor lights that were always around the outside of the house. And as I'm watching the movie, it gets to the point where the guy's in the backyard by the pool, you know, and they cut his stomach open. And all of a sudden, all of our motion sensor lights start going off around our house. And, you know, I'm looking outside. I don't see anything. You know, I run to the backside where the motions are they're going off all around the house. So it's like something at that point in time happened where all of these lights just came on at once. And there's nothing around my house. And come to find out later on, somebody had escaped from jail.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You know, eventually the helicopters come up in the area. and they're making the announcement, if you see this person, you know, dressed in these clothes. And that just had me freaked out from then on out.
No, well, I can totally see why.
No kidding.
So the scene that Kristen is describing is the opening scene of Scream, in which Drew Barrymore's boyfriend gets slaughtered before she does, and it starts by all the motion lights going on outside. You must have been freaking out before you knew that there was a convict running around your yard.
Yes. Very much so.
Oh, that is exactly what we're talking about.
Wow, that's a story to share for sure. Thank you.
So I, too, had a life imitate art moment where, oh, my God, this is exactly like a movie. And whew, fortunately for me, I'm still alive to tell about it because it was a scene that imitated the Final Destination movie, just like that poor woman who the ceiling fell on. I was working for a radio station, and I was coming home from an appearance one night. It was a super, super foggy, plus there was a forest fire miles away, foggy slash smoky night. Couldn't see anything.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving around the back of our station where we had to park our vehicles, and we had an old school Humvee.
Oh, wow.
Not the newer ones now, an actual military Humvee.
Wow.
It's a tank, essentially.
Yeah.
And in this fog, I couldn't see, and I all of a sudden, across the windshield of this Humvee is a big steel cable. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm right underneath where the cables are holding up the huge, giant radio tower.
Okay. Wow. So that's scary.
Right. Well, I'm worried that I've done some damage to the Humvee because our boss, when I was his baby, right, he loved it. I get out of the car. I can't see much. I see that the cable is loosely across my windshield. I grab onto the cable. At the same time, a massive explosion right behind. Thank God I let go of this steel cable.
Yeah.
Because it tears out of my hand. It could have tore my hand off with it. I turn around just in time to see more explosion and the radio tower beginning to collapse right on top of me.
John took out a radio tower.
I took out a massive radio tower in the middle of a neighborhood, and I took off 6 radio stations at the same time.
Oh,
now, the only reason I'm still alive to tell, it has to be intervention.
Yeah.
Because I could have been killed 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Electrocuted, decapitated by that cable.
Yeah.
Or the tower, thank goodness they're designed to collapse on top of each other because it was coming right at me. Not to mention, I could have gotten fired too.
Yeah.
To a lesser degree. There's that. Life imitating art.
That's
man.
A great story.
I was scared
dude.
To leave the house for days after
I
that.
Bet.
I had just seen Final Destination too. Like, oh my God, this is how it happened.
Well, I'm glad that you still have a job because then we would have never been paired up and been showed together.
Man. I'm anxious retelling that story.
I bet.
It's one of those situations when you wake up in the middle of the night, like 5 years later, like, I could have died. I could have died 5 times. I could have died. John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.